Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Brought to you by the Government Communication and Information System, the GCIS. My name is Neo Bidumela, and this evening we are talking elections. Now, as we know, the national and provincial elections are expected to be held on 29 May this year. And yes, that day has been proclaimed as a public holiday to give you the time to make your voice heard by casting your vote. With that in mind, this evening's topics will include special votes applications, election safety, ID collections, and other topics. To give us more insight into all of these, I'm joined today by the Acting Director General of GCIS, Sis Nomonde Mnukwa, the Director General of the Department of Home Affairs, Ntate Tommy Makode, and the CEO of the IEC, Ntate Saima Mabolo. Good evening to all three of you, and thank you for joining us. Now, you can also contribute to this very important conversation by sending your questions to our WhatsApp line on 065-935-5488, 065-935-5488, or call into the studio on 0800-142-466, 0800-142-466. Our lines are now open. Sis Nomonde, this morning in his weekly newsletter to the nation, President Ramaphosa joined a chorus of other voices who have described voting as a right that was hard won. Now, could you please tell us why this is so and why it is important to vote?
Neo, good evening to you and all the listeners. Indeed, ours is a democracy that was hard-earned. The majority of the population of South Africa was denied the right to vote. And even how they were not treated as the citizens of their own country. And blood was lost. People were detained without trial. Some had to skip the country. And, you know, when you have to live without your family because you are fighting for the whole nation, that is how we got to get this right to vote. So it is a right that we are not taking for granted. It is democracy that we believe that we need to harness. It is a democracy that we believe that ours is distinguished compared to the other nations. Basically, as much as there was loss of blood, but we had leaders who were able to make up their minds to say war is not a solution. And therefore negotiations is the best way. So it's the democracy that we shouldn't be taking for granted, because what we have today, and particularly I have to talk to the bond freeze, those who never experienced what we went through, to say it is something that they should not take for granted to go for any career of your choice as a South African, because at the time, there were reserved careers, and there were careers that were supposed to be done by everybody else. Even the curriculum, there was what was called Bantu education. So there are a number of gains that this democracy brought to us. And therefore, for us to have our voices heard, we still need to continue to vote. And that vote then strengthens the democracy that we have, because our vote, as much as it is silent, but it is having huge volumes. Because it talks, it then says you choose who should be your leader. You choose who should take this nation forward. And all that we are looking for is a nation that doesn't regress, but a brighter future for all South Africans. So we are calling upon everyone, and particularly the youth, which constitutes almost 34% of our population, to say go out there in your numbers and cast your vote. It is very important for the future of our nation. It is very important for the South Africa that we want.
And in this context of us talking about how important the right to vote is and how much it was fought for, has government got plans to ensure that these elections this year are kept safe and the right to vote is protected?
As we are sitting here, we are in that trajectory as government to make sure that we create awareness to everyone, to say, first of all, our freedom is protected as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And that is enshrined in our own constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And government has got a responsibility to protect us from intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Government has got a responsibility to create awareness so that we don't become those vulnerable people that can be used without knowledge in terms of what laws exist and how we should not be contravening laws.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is we have a constitution, particularly Section 12, that gives us the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
However, Section 16 then talks about the fact that we shouldn't be promulgating propaganda because we have the freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand that we should be protected from those who intimidate us, but we also have a responsibility of not inciting violence.
Mm.
And we also, because we understand that times are moving,
mm.
so we're more on digital platforms.
Mm-hmm.
We also have laws that regulate the digital platforms and the use of internet and social media. Mm-hmm. And basically, as South Africans, we need to be aware of what we call malinformation, misinformation, and disinformation.
Mm, and I was about to just pick your brain on that one, Sis Nomonde. You spoke about the digital era that we're living in. We are living in an era of social media, and we have information quite literally at our fingertips. In that regard, how can we make sure that the information that we're receiving about these elections in particular is correct and factual?
Okay. I think the first thing is about us having to equip ourselves to know where are the right sources for us to consume the credible information.
Mm-hmm.
And if we happen, because digital platforms are digital platforms, how do we get to identify those ones we shouldn't be trusting?
Mm.
For an example, we have mushrooming websites that sort of saying we news agencies or we news information.
Mm.
So verify that website. There's a lot that you can get just from reading the website address on its own.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, if the information is about government, rather consume it from government platforms.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the government websites. You can go to the government social media accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You can even send particular emails for institutions that you know that they would be in a position to give you that particular information.
Mm.
But also look out for information that is inciting violence or spreading hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
And that it might not be your own generation of that information, but don't pass it to the next person.
Mm.
Because in terms of Section 14 of the Cyber Crimes Act, we are not supposed to pass malicious information.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, whilst you will be ignorant, I say it in inverted commas, mm-hmm. because when it comes to law, nobody should be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
But you will be, at some point, be part of the people who have perpetuated the incitement of that violence or that hate speech. Or that assassination of a certain character of a person. And the other thing is when you look at the information that you have at your disposal, ask yourself, who's the author? Is it a person who is well-known, who's got integrity, who's credible in society?
Mm-hmm.
If not, don't pass it over.
Mm.
The other thing is, I think I've spoken about the sites where you get the information. Is it a credible site?
Mm-hmm.
So don't pass it over. But the other things generally that you look at is the, particularly if it's videos, has this video been used before? Because sometimes what we see is an old video resurfacing, but in a new context.
Yeah.
And with information that might be relevant to the new information, but it was for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So a quick Google search, reverse check, whereby you are able to check if this video has once been used before.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that capability of checking, because it also needs you to have data, you rather just don't pass it.
Mm-hmm.
But also look at the I would say the visuals in the video itself. does the body match the head? Have you seen this body before? And we're calling upon South Africans to be responsible. And we are saying we do not want to be in a society whereby there's anger, whereby there's panic and anxiety unnecessarily. And we have seen such misinformation and disinformation, even though at the time it was not called for. It was not titled so. But we have seen it causing genocides in some African countries, millions of people dying because of hating each other, because of being an angry society. So we are calling upon South Africans to be very responsible. However, we are also saying, be mindful, because whatever that you are doing has got consequences. So if you are breaking the law, unfortunately, you are already taking yourself to imprisonment of some sort, to be charged, to be fined. So we are also calling upon particularly the influential people, because they have a way of being listened to.
Yes.
To say, we call upon them to understand that as much as they are influential, they have to be responsible. We are building a nation.
Yes.
We are calling upon a South Africa that has got social cohesion, whereby it doesn't matter what race a person is, what ethnicity, what religious belief and what sexual orientation is, but we are calling upon a nation that is loving. We are formed on a society of spirit of Ubuntu, and we are saying, let's go back to the roots. Let's all be very proud of our own country. And nobody else is going to love South Africa if us as South Africans, we don't love South Africa.
Well, you heard it. When you get information that you think may not be true, verify that information. And if you're not still not sure about it, do not pass it on, especially when we enter this very sensitive election season. Now, remember that you can also contribute to this important conversation by sending your WhatsApp questions to 065-935-5488, 065-935-5488, or call into the studio on 0800-142-466. 0800-142-466. Now, as we come to Ntate Thomi, Home Affairs plays a critical role in ensuring that people are able to access and exercise their right to vote through their identity documents. Could you tell us, Home Affairs has extended its hours for the has Home Affairs extended its hours for this election period, and what are some of the services that I can receive when I go to a Home Affairs office?
Good evening, Neo, and good evening to the Chief Electoral Officer and the DG, GCIS, and also the listeners that are listening on the 76 radio stations across the country. I think my starting point, Neo, will be where the DG, GCIS left off in terms of two issues that you were discussing earlier on around freedom of expression. With regards to how we need to ensure that we do not incite
people, yes,
particularly around propaganda and also incitement of violence. I'm raising it because I also serve together with the GC, DG, in the Justice and Crime Prevention Security Cluster. And you asked a question earlier on their plans to make sure that elections are safe and that South Africans are able to go out there in terms of the Bill of Rights to exercise political choices, which include the right, amongst others, to form a political party, but secondly, to participate in activities, whether you want to recruit or also to campaign. But every citizen in the country has a right to free, fair, and regular elections. And it can be for any legislative body. And therefore, every adult citizen has the right to vote in elections, which needs to be sacrosanct. That's in terms of the provisions of the Constitution. Now, you asked a question about Home Affairs, and I wanted to start with the Constitution, which is supreme.
Absolutely.
Now, if you were to look at this little booklet, the Identification Act, it clearly states that the Department of Home Affairs needs to ensure that there's a compilation and maintenance of what we call a population register. Now, a population register is a reflection of people that are registered at Home Affairs, whether through birth, whether through identity, and also to ensure that we issue identity cards and certain certificates to persons whose particulars are included in the population register. Now, that population register now, the Independent Electoral Commission then utilizes it to then as a basis to develop a voter's roll, which will include all those that are eligible to vote, to make sure that their names appear on the voter's roll. Now, you then asked us a question around our extended hours. Mm-hmm. We started on the 6th of April, operating on Saturdays. And around that particular week, just on that Saturday, more than 11,283 South Africans went to collect their IDs. And we saw an increased number over the last weekend on Saturday, another additional 11,000.
There's a boy on the street who's got two swollen feet. His pain runs deeper than a bruise.
Extended hours right up to on the day of the election, and the operating hours are aligned to the hours of the IEC. And then from the 27th and the 28th and 29th, we're extending our hours again with an additional 3 hours. But on voting day, it's actually until the IEC indicates what time they will then close. So those operating hours are actually also available on our website. But in addition to that, we've actually extended our footprint in terms of the mobile trucks that are moving into the various rural areas and also some urban centers where people do not have what we refer to as modernized offices. So those mobile trucks are actually out operating. We've got about 127 of them. And we will be launching an additional 100 in the next few weeks to complement the current fleet of 127 that's currently there. So you'll have about 227 mobile trucks that are out there. But in addition to that, remember we have about 321 offices throughout the country. And out of that, 206 of those are really modernized offices that can offer you smart ID cards, and then 115 of those still offer green barcoded IDs. So our operating hours are actually on the website. You might want to ask your listeners to check them out on www.dha.gov.za.
Okay. And some people might be facing other challenges that aren't maybe necessarily collecting ID books and so forth. Are officials on hand to assist before May 29? Because these may be things like duplications, amendments, rectifications, and so forth.
So basically, there are three things that we are doing, or the services that we are offering during this period. One is, of course, the facilitation or application for collection of identity documents or your green barcode IDs. And then the second one, of course, it's the issuance. In case you have lost it, of a temporary identity certificate or TICs, which are immediately available when you apply at a particular office or wherever you'll be. The third area is what you've just referred to. How do we then resolve cases relating to duplicates that's currently being done, amendments, rectifications, and cases known as dead alive, where someone will assume that NEO has passed on, whereas NEO is still active. So those are issues that we currently are working on. And then the last one, of course, is the manual verification of those TICs. Mainly, this is part of the collaboration that we have with the IEC as part of the work that we do in the back office.
And Sis Nomonde, we have a question from a listener. Allow me to salute Umama that is currently outlining the importance of us going to cast our vote as a sign of exercising our right to voice out what is good for this country. Thank you, from Malusi in KZN. And coming to you, Ndatesai, We are heading into an election that is expected to be one of South Africa's most contested, if not the contested. In that regard, could you please give us a sense of how the IEC's preparations are going so far?
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. The process is going well.
Mm-hmm.
It's guided by the election timetable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a few important things have already happened, which I think we need to clarify with the listeners.
Mm.
We certified the voters' roll with 27.7 million South Africans
yeah.
who are eligible to contest, to participate in the elections.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a good showing of young persons in the registration process.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, those between ages 18 and 19 year olds, their registration level is now 27%. Previously, that stood at 5%.
Wow.
Now, those who are 20 to 29 year olds, whose registration stood at 20%, now stands at 47%.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're not where we want to be in
mm.
terms of the registration of young people.
Mm.
But you can see the initial signs of reversal of the historical underrepresentation
mm.
of young persons. And the reason for this initial stages of the reversal is the online registration portal,
mm.
which we implemented from July 2021. Young persons are keen to use it. They think it's a smart device to use, or rather a smart thing to do. And it is hassle-free and very easy to use. In fact, since we launched it, 2.4 million people have made use of that portal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second aspect that is important is to indicate that of the 360 odd parties that are on the party register,
mm.
70 of them have been successful in submitting their candidate lists.
Mm-hmm.
And 11 independent candidates have been able to submit their candidate lists. Now, on the national ballot paper, we will be having 55 political parties.
Mm.
It will be a two-column ballot paper, so it will have a set of parties on the left, a divider, and another set of parties on the right. It's important for our listeners to know
mm.
that you may only mark that ballot on one side and one side only, not on on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will have a province to national ballot paper.
Mm-hmm.
And the province to national ballot paper is basically to elect members of the National Assembly who will represent the provincial interests in the National Assembly.
Okay.
So Gauteng has a certain number of representatives, Limpopo, and so on and so on and so on. Those are people who can be elected from the province to national ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have the regional, the provincial ballot paper, which is going to be used to determine the representatives into the provincial legislature.
Mm-hmm.
So lastly, we have what we've come to know as the PR ballot, which is really to ensure that on a national level, we maintain a proportional allocation of seats amongst the political parties. So the important thing for our listeners to remember is that when they get to the voting stations, they will get 3 ballot papers
mm-hmm.
and not 2.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you receive 3 ballot papers and you mark them in secret and deposit those into the ballot box that will be provided.
Mm. So with each ballot paper that you receive, you can only mark it once from your preferred candidate or preferred political party?
Yes, indeed. You mark it once. The mark can be a cross, could be a right mark, whatever mark you wish to make, but ensure that your mark falls squarely within the box provided for the purpose. It doesn't go into the next box, because once it goes into the next box, then it gets to be a spoiled paper. So be careful. When you mark it within the four corners of the box.
And we have a caller from Durban, Anoni.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you this evening, ma'am?
Hey, I'm not too good with the basic needs. We are not getting water. We're not getting light. Load shedding. The count is so high. They're putting everything up. They're not giving us the service delivery, but they're putting everything up.
I'm very sorry to hear that, ma'am, but I do believe that we've had at least 18 days without load shedding. At least that's helping a little bit. Ndate Mamabolo, Cliff listening from in from Paris, KSFM, asks, why are there three ballots?
There are three ballots because we have to elect representatives to the provincial legislature, and there's a ballot dedicated for that election.
Yes.
Now, the National Assembly has two tiers. It has what we call the province to national tier, as well as the compensatory tier, the PR tier. Each of these tiers has its own unique ballot paper. So when you are in Gauteng, you're going to be given a dedicated ballot paper to elect a party or a an independent candidate of your choice to represent that province in the National Assembly. That is your second ballot. And then the third ballot is there to ensure that we meet the constitutional standards of an electoral system that results in general proportionality. So it is to ensure that we reallocate the seats according to the proportional strength of each political party and maintain a proportional outcome in general. That's why we have those three ballot papers.
And Ntate Mamabolo, today the IEC opened applications for special votes. What is a special vote and who can access the special vote?
Special votes are very important. It's a very important facility. It is intended to give an opportunity for people who are in special circumstances the right to vote. Who are those? Firstly, is persons who are infirm and people who have compromised mobility. Those persons can apply to be visited at home during special voting days. Let's take an example. If someone is not able to move, is bedridden, they don't lose their right to vote. They still have their right to vote. Or a person who's highly expectant, they also don't lose their right to vote. They can be visited at home. Or people in hospitals, they can be visited in hospitals and cast their ballots there. The second category of special votes is anyone of the 27.7 million voters who says, I won't be able to be at my voting station on voting day. That person can apply for a special vote to vote at their voting station on the 27th and 28th of May. So for the 2 days preceding the elections, you can go to your station and cast your ballot on the basis that you won't be within your voting district on the day of special voting. Now, the applications correctly open today, the 15th of April, and they will close on the 3rd of May. So whoever needs a special vote must take advantage of this opportunity by making an application so that they can either be visited at home or in hospital, or they can either be allowed to cast a special vote at the voting station where they are registered.
And how do I register for a special vote? And how will I know if it's been accepted and all of that?
There are two ways in which you can apply for a special vote. You can do it online on our website, or you can do it by submitting a form that's a regulated form, which you can also get from the website. Once the special vote is approved, you will get notification either SMS or if you have an email, by email as well.
Mm-hmm. And when will these special votes be held? And how is the IEC ensuring that the integrity of these votes that are done before the national day is protected?
Well, when do they happen? They happen on the 27th of May as well as on the 28th of May.
Okay.
In terms of the integrity issues, party agents are allowed to observe special votes. So they are at the voting station, and they can also go with our mobile teams as they go from house to house to get the special votes. But in the evening, when the voting station closes on the 27th and 28th, there are seals that can be recorded where all the votes are locked in. They're taken to a safe place. And on the day of the elections, those special votes will be reconciled with the voters' roll at the station before counting commences.
Now, you can also contribute to this conversation that we're having today on the elections by sending your questions to our WhatsApp line on 065-935-5488, 065-935-5488, or calling into our studio on 0800-142-446, 0800-142-446. Ntate Mamabolo, if I have a challenge when I'm in the voting booth, am I allowed to ask an IEC official to help me? If it's maybe it could be a physical challenge, or maybe if I've marked incorrectly, I've made a mistake.
Well, two things there. If you mark your ballot incorrectly, for as long as it is not put in the box, you can ask for a replacement ballot. As long as you've not put it into the ballot box,
okay,
you still have it with you,
you
can ask for a fresh one. Now, if you need assistance, two things are possible. You can bring a person who's 18 years and older with you, who you trust. It could be a family member. It could be whoever, for as long as they are 18 years and older. You can bring such a person to come assist you. If not, you can ask for a voting official to assist you. In that event, two party agents would have to observe when you are assisted, so that our staff does not do whatever they wish to do, but there's a bit of oversight in terms of giving you assistance.
Okay, so you spoke about party agents and also officials. So when I walk into a voting station from the gate, who can I say that these are the people that are firstly observers or party agents, and these are officials? Who are those people that are in the voting station?
Well, at the station, you'll find security officials at the gate. SAPS is dealing with that aspect of the election. And then once you are, then there'll be a queue walker. And those the IC officials at the voting station, you'll see them in the official IC regalia.
Yes.
At the voting station. Those are the officials of the IEC. Party agents, they can't wear their party regalia.
Okay.
Party agents can't wear party regalia. They'll have stickers that show the name of their party.
Okay.
So an independent, if they are an agent representing an independent. So it will be written on a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Observers will have their own observer regalia as well.
Mm-hmm.
But additionally, they'll also get the observer stickers to indicate that they are indeed observers. So that's how you distinguish the different officials who will be working at the voting station.
Okay, we have a caller from Capital Live in Tshwane. Asere, hello.
Hello, how are you, Sisi?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm very well. Good evening to all your guests today. I only have two questions. I just want to double check. When it comes to Mr. Mamabolo, I just want to double check that when it comes to the political parties and these candidates that are standing on their own, what is it that one can expect to see on the ballot paper? I'm asking this because I see some political parties have only logos on the polls and some has also the faces of those people. So I just want to double check if all political parties will have faces and all independent candidates will also have faces on all the ballot papers. Then question to the gentleman from Home Affairs.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to double check. There's this issue of certain Home Affairs offices, like the main lane one, because we're just close to main lane here. Mm-hmm. Like the main lane one, they will tell us that, no, you need to have an appointment in order for us to help you. During this time, during this busy time, is that also still the case with such Home Affairs offices, or it's flexible now, anyone can just go to those offices and apply or collect or do whatever that they want to do on the day? Thank you so much.
Excellent question there from Ndate Asere. Ndate Tommy, so do I still need to book an appointment during this time, during this election time?
Thank you so much, Asara, in Tshwane. So appointments are still ongoing. However, we need to indicate that anyone now can visit a Home Affairs office, whether they've made an appointment or not, and will be served.
Mm-hmm.
The directive that's been issued to all officials is that you can't send anyone away, irrespective of whether they've made an appointment on what we call the booking appointment system, or they've not made an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where there are instances where people are being sent back, they need to ask for the office manager, and the office manager will be able to assist that particular client or anyone who's visiting any of our offices. It's not acceptable that you send people back. Remember, Home Affairs has this monopoly of being the only department that provide these services. If you're sending people back, I'm not sure where you want them to go and get an ID from. So it's not acceptable, and such conduct should be reported immediately to the office manager. And at the main lane office, the office manager is Mr. Herman Matebula, who should be able to assist Asare with any other query that he has.
Thank you, Ndate Tommy. And Ndate Mamabolo, partisan independence, how will we know who to vote for? If are there pictures there on the ballot paper or not?
The principles that underpin the design of the ballot paper are the following. In respect of political parties, you will have the full party name.
Okay.
You'll have the abbreviated name of the party.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the logo of the party, as well as the photograph of the registered party leader of that political party. In respect of independent candidates, you'll have the full name, and then you'll have an appellation that say I and D to indicate that this person is an independent, as well as their photograph, and again a full write-up that says independent.
And a question, Ntate Mamabolo, during special voting, I have noticed in our previous elections that the IEC officials were not monitored or reinforced by police. My question is there any improvement in guarding in that field?
Well, the Net Joint is responsible for election security.
Mm-hmm.
They are currently developing their plans, operational plans, for the elections. And they will outline to the public at an appropriate moment what the security plans are.
Mm-hmm.
On our side, we are an event organizer. You know, our job is to organize elections, and mm-hmm. their job is to secure the elections. But at the point when they are ready, they'll take the country into confidence in terms of what plans they've put together to secure the electoral process.
And a question again to Ntate Mamabolo from Ntate Hlongwane in Lady Smith. What happens if I register for special votes and then again vote on the 29th? Do they have security measures to avoid such?
Yes, when you apply for a special vote, we mark you off the voter's roll,
mm-hmm.
which means when you come again on election day, we will know that you've already voted because you are crossed off.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we mark you with an indelible ink
mm-hmm.
to indicate that you voted. Number three, you are recorded in the voter management device, not the small...
Yes.
Gadgets mm-hmm. that we have at the voting station.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the function of that gadget is to record the fact that you've already voted.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the controls that we have around special votes.
Another question from Tsiamo, listening at Pulse FM in Rustenburg. How does the IEC make sure that the protocol is followed in terms of special votes? Is it the same protocol that is used for the actual election day, or does it differ in any way?
Well, if I understand the question, the voting procedure is adjusted for special votes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a home visit.
Yeah.
You can't apply the procedures that apply at the voting station at the home.
Mm-hmm.
of someone or at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So they are contextually adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if my mother has applied for a special vote to be visited at home,
mm-hmm.
She must be given the ballots in front of everybody, the three ballots.
Mm-hmm.
She may elect to go into her bedroom to go mark them in secret in mm-hmm. her bedroom. And if she elects to do that, she must be allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to, you can't expect voting officials to be going with her into mm-hmm. the bedroom. She must bring them back, seal them, and put them into the ballot paper. Some other person may say, you're waiting here. I'm going to quickly mark them in the kitchen, put them into the necessary envelopes, and deposit them. So circumstances are different.
Mm-hmm.
However, at the voting station, similar protocols apply, even on special voting days.
Okay. And while we're on this topic of complaints and concerns, if I'm at the voting station and I see or hear something that I think is inappropriate, what recourse do I have?
First of all, the person accountable for the operations at the voting station
mm-hmm.
is the presiding officer.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anything that you observe or hear that is untoward, feel free to raise that complaint with the presiding officer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a security-related matter, raise that with the police who are there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's about the loss of material or theft of ballot papers
mm-hmm.
or something like that, it is the responsibility of those security officials who are deployed at the stations to act on that and ensure that they bring the situation under control. Of course, there's an escalation mechanism. You
mm-hmm.
can always escalate th- through our call center, which will be operational to say at station X in particular municipality, this untoward activities are happening.
Mm-hmm. We have one voice note. Can we play that voice note? While we're looking
good
for
that. Good evening, Dada Maboro. You talk to Moses Kumalo from Dembongo Lwane. I want to know, the people said if I'm applying the ID now from the voting, it's coming fast. But I don't understand because sometimes the Home Affairs, if I apply the ID, it takes so long to coming out. Mm-hmm. There's a question, but I'm asking, but I want to know because I want to apply the ID to voting. That's why, but I want to know how long he can take the Home Affairs. You talk to Moses Kumalo from Dembongo Lwane.
Thank you to Moses. I think that one would be more to Ntate Tommy. If I apply now, can I still get my ID to vote?
Of course, you will be able to get your ID. Mm-hmm. We're voting only on the 29th of May. Mm-hmm. So ordinarily, it will take you 13 days to get an ID if you have applied. But Ntate Moses Kumalo from Bongo Lwane has another option. Mm-hmm. You can still go and apply for a TIC, what I've referred to as a temporary identity certificate, which is immediately available for him so that he's able to exercise his right to vote.
So you can use a temporary ID to vote in the coming elections?
Yes, it is indeed so that you can use a temporary identification certificate to vote. It's a competent form of identification and it is going to be used on election day.
Okay. Bonga from Mdadeni says, what are the rules regarding cell phone use or calls to be specific while a person is busy with their ballots?
The commission discourages the use of cell phones with
still leads down. Gotta find a way to make it through the night. Still he finds a reason to smile. A reason to smile. Still he finds a reason to smile.
You're going to lose your job.
Mm.
And for you to prove that you voted correctly, bring me a marked a photograph of your marked ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So it really can undermine the secrecy of the vote and undermine the rights of the powerless in society. So we've got to be careful. Hence, the commission says, don't allow people to take selfies or photographs of their marked ballots.
But what if someone does take the chance to I'm standing at the inside the little booth and one of your officials sees me taking a selfie. Is that allowed?
It's not allowed. They'll come to you and they'll ask you to desist from doing that. If you persist, it's a criminal offense, by the way.
Okay. And Kolile from North Coast Radio asks, I would like to know which number can I use if I see crime activities during elections? Which number can I use? I am not sure if that's referring directly to the IEC or just in general. In terms of the IEC, if I see a crime being committed?
Yes, we do have, a contact center.
Yeah.
And the number there too is 0800.
Yes.
11 8000.
And, you know, Ntate Mamabolo, there are some who have called in, who will... and who have called into question the integrity of the IEC in particular. Can you assure South Africans that these elections will be held in a free and fair manner to the best of the abilities of the Commission?
Yes, indeed. The Commission is enjoined by the Constitution to run the elections in an impartial, free and fair manner in terms of the Constitution itself, mm-hmm. as well as in terms of the laws of the Republic.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Commission is committed to doing. It will announce the result that is based on the choices of the South African voting public.
Mm-hmm. And when can we, I know this is a difficult question, obviously, but when can we expect that the IEC will announce the results?
Well, in law, we have 7 days within which to announce the result. But in the past, we've been able to announce the results within 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on this occasion, because of the increased number of ballot papers,
mm-hmm.
It may be difficult to do it within 3 days, but it would not take more than 4 days to get the result out. We won't take the whole 7 days that we have in law.
Mm-hmm.
So either Saturday evening or Sunday during the day.
And I want us to just branch back quickly to that question of the three ballot papers, because I can see that it's going to cause a little bit of trouble. There are three ballot papers. Can you just explain to us what these look like? Are they different colors? Are they what do they look like if I'm standing in, if the person hands them to me?
Well, let's take the the proportional representation ballot,
mm-hmm.
which is one tier of the 2 tiers of the National Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a dual column ballot of a blue color.
Mm-hmm.
And then the province to national ballot,
mm-hmm.
will be a pinkish,
okay.
color. I'm not very good with colors, but okay. pinkish. And then the last one will be a fawn, the provincial ballot now.
Okay.
The ballot for the provincial legislature will be brownish, fawnish.
Okay. And when I'm, who is going to give me these ballots? Actually, let's go back. When I enter the voting station, what happens from the time, like, I'm at the door? What happens from that time? And what do I need in order to be able to come into the voting station?
Yes. What you need, once you enter the voting station, the most important thing to have on you is your identity document.
Mm-hmm.
It could either be the green barcoded ID.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a smart card.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a temporary identification certificate. Any of those three.
So no driver's license?
No driver's license. In South Africa, no passport.
Mm-hmm.
No student card. No medical aid.
Okay.
Yes. And then the first step is to check whether you are on the voter's roll.
Okay.
You will go to the voter's roll officer, who will scan your ID on that voting machine, the VMD.
Mm-hmm.
And then the VMD will confirm that you are registered at that station and confirm your sequential number on the voter's roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will say issue ballots to the voter.
Mm-hmm.
Then we enter that to record that you have now voted. You move from the voter's roll officer, you go to the inker.
Okay.
The inker will then ink your left thumb with indelible ink. Once the inker has done so, you go to the ballot paper issuer.
Mm.
the ballot paper issuer then will issue you with these three ballot papers.
Mm-hmm.
Once you leave the ballot paper issuer station, you go into the voting compartment.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the voting booth, where you have to be alone. You mark your ballots in secret. Once you've finished marking your three ballots in secret, you deposit those ballots into the ballot boxes, and the voting process is complete. You may go home.
And listening from Pulse FM in Rustenburg to the IEC, what happens if you are registered but do not go to cast your vote? And I think this is an important question. Kindly confirm or clarify the myth that in this instance you are automatically entered as voting for the ruling party with the highest votes. Is this true?
It's not true. If you don't come to vote, your vote is not counted, is not taken into account, and is not given to any party, including the governing party. It's a myth, and it must be dismissed contemptuously.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we come to the end of our show, Dr. Tommy, any parting words from the DHA side?
I think this initiative, DG, GCIS, and you know, GCIS, mm-hmm. it's a very good initiative,
mm-hmm.
particularly because for the first time in these elections,
mm-hmm.
Independent candidates will be taking
mm.
part. And I think the chief electoral officer has done a very good job in educating those that will be taking part in the elections about mm. the different kinds of ballot papers. And I think from our side as the Department of Home Affairs, it's really to urge those that really want to exercise their right to vote to make sure that they go and collect their IDs, and also ensure that they attend to issues related to duplicates, amendments, and rectifications. We have a whole lot of offices that will be open again this coming Saturday, the 20th, and then on the 4th of May, on the 11th, and on the 18th and the 25th. And of course, as I've said, from the 27th and 28th, I will be adding 3 hours extra.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, on the 29th, our hours will be aligned to the hours, operating hours of the IEC.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
One more caller in. Can we please have the caller?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello, can I put my question?
Yes, go ahead and say your question, sir.
Okay, thanks. It's Richard Mkaka from Ekebetebe in Msinga.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
I want to ask a question to Mr. Mamabolo.
Mm-hmm.
On applications. I didn't hear nicely when he said you're supposed to make an application online or on email. So I want to find out if I'm old, I cannot make an online or email.
Yes.
I haven't got an email.
Yes.
How am I going to, I'm going to be helped?
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is for the special votes, I'm going to guess. If I can't go online, where can I go?
Sorry?
No, that's fine. Thank you so much, Ndade Richard.
Okay. If you can't go online, you can go to the local office of the IEC. We have over 250 offices across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be an office in and around the Msinga area.
Mm-hmm.
He can go to the office, get the manual form and fill it out and submit it at that office.
Okay.
It will be processed and he will be assisted accordingly.
Mm-hmm. And as we wrap up again, Sis Nomonde, any parting shots for the voters?
We call upon the whole nation,
mm-hmm.
particularly those who have registered to vote, mm-hmm. to go in their numbers, mm-hmm. and mark, have their votes speaking on their behalf.
Mm-hmm.
We also call upon everyone to desist intimidating people,
mm-hmm.
inciting violence, and also making calls that would lead to people tampering with the critical infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
because that's a criminal offense as mm-hmm. well. And the Constitution protects everyone. Mm-hmm. We have a right to life.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we call upon the South Africans, because they are the voters particularly, mm-hmm. to be responsible citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We call upon everyone to build our South Africa, to ensure that all of us, we feel safe and we are safe.
Mm-hmm.
To respect our individual rights and our freedom of association.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would end at.
Okay. Tata Mamabolo, from the IEC, parting words.
Well, the IEC is ready.
Mm-hmm.
And we are expecting a very exciting elections.
Mm-hmm.
And as we prepare in the last 42 days or so, we want political parties to go out there, engage with the electorate. We want independent candidates to go out there to engage with the electorate,
mm.
but do so with a measure of restraint,
mm.
respecting the views of others. And also people need to realize that an election is about the voter ultimately. Mm. It's
yes.
about giving an opportunity to the South African voter mm-hmm. to express their political views at the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give them that space to do it and realize that after the election, there's still a South Africa for which
yes.
we are all committed.
Absolutely.
It's a South Africa that has to work. It's a South Africa whose interest we all must protect.
Mm-hmm. Now, thank you so much for listening in to the special edition of the GCIS radio show. And remember to please, if you have any questions, go to the elections website at elections.org.za. And also, if you see anything that is untoward at a ballot at the voting station, please call the call center at 0800 11 800. 0800 11 800. And for any more information that you might need on IDs, go to dha.gov.za. Thank you to our guests this evening, Tatesai Mamabolo of the IEC, Acting Director General of the GCIS, Sis Nomonde Mnukwa, and Director General of the Department of Home Affairs, Ntate Tommy Makode. Thank you, listeners, for also joining us for the special broadcast. Also, a thank you to our technical team for tonight, Lerato Moswana and Khumotso KG Ranoto. My name is Neo Budumela. Aibe Boroko.